Okay, so I have one more question for you, which is, it's a very strategic question, which is, if you step back and really think about what a real revolution means, what it's really going to take to make a revolution in this country, and what it really needs to, and the amount of sentiment that is began to be uncorked around the Trayvon and Zimmerman verdict, but has been, you know, still not fully unleashed, and how much was bound up in that. There's a real strategic question of bringing forward fighters from among those who catch the most hell under this system, from among those who are the victims of police terror and stop and frisk and profiling and all of this every day of their lives, who do get followed in the stores or thrown up against the wall or locked up for years for tiny possession or nothing at all, or who get caught up in all kinds of harmful things too, because the system has no future and no options for them, so they do get caught up, especially the youth, in killing each other or doing other kinds of harmful things to themselves and others. And there's a real strategic question of what is it going to take, and how do we right now, not sometime in the future, but right now, how are we, as part of building this movement for revolution, stepping to those youth and struggling to actually bring these youth from among the most oppressed, the most, you know, without a future under this system, into this movement for revolution to become fighters, not only for their own liberation, but for the emancipation of humanity, and in an immediate way, including building in and going towards October 22nd. How do we go at that?
Okay, I think that's a very important question, both today and strategically, because when we look at what we're doing today, we're actually moving to accelerate things towards the development of a revolutionary situation and bring closer the opportunity to actually go for revolution. And what I think we have to do is that we have to step to and challenge these youth, bring to them what the reality actually is in a serious and substantive way, and then struggle with it. Because look, we go out all the time among these young people and we tell them some of this, we lay out to them what's going on, and we get a lot of, yeah, I'm good, right-ons, and then keep on walking. And we have to say to these youth, no, you're not good. None of us are good. We can't be good because this world is a horror. And here's how it's a horror, but it doesn't have to be this way. But for it to be transformed through revolution, you and people like you got to be a part of this movement for revolution. And then we have to get into that with people, because there is a lot of anger out there at the way that they're being treated. The youth are angry, especially about the way that they're being treated, but they don't see any other way that things could be. And that's why they wave to you and keep on going, or they say they're good, because they don't think there's anything that could be done about it. And we have to confront them with the reality that not only is this bad, but yes, something can indeed be done about it. A movement for revolution can transform the terrain in ways that are favorable for the development of a revolutionary movement, a revolutionary people, and an actual chance to make revolution. But they have to be a part of bringing that about. It can't be done by anybody else for them. They have to join this movement, and we got to struggle with them. And part of what the struggle's got to focus around is that they got to get out of what they're into, which for a lot of them is a lot of destructive stuff in terms of what they're doing. And for even more of them, even the ones that maybe ain't doing some of that destructive stuff now, the way that they look at things and the way that they think about things is destructive, because looking out for number one, getting rich or dying trying, you know, all of that is the ethos of the day. And a lot of the youth are taking that up. And it's not surprising that they would take it up in a system like this one, where that's the ethos of the capitalists who run it. But that, getting into that and acting on that, is about nothing that's any damn good for humanity. But there is something that is good for humanity that they could be a part of and they could be with, and that is a movement for revolution and a movement that is about emancipating all of humanity. And we have to put that to them. We have to seriously get into it with them. We have to bring out to them why these horrors continue to happen, where they come from, but also why and how they could be ended. And struggle with them around it. And really make a fight for it. You know, because it isn't going to happen. This is not like you're not going to roll downhill to bring forward these youth. It's going to be a struggle. It's going to be something that you have to really fight for. But by fighting for these youth, we can actually win some of them. We can get them to join this movement for revolution and to represent for it. And as that begins to happen, it reacts back on and impacts others among the youth. It also reacts back and impacts older people, who many of whom are distressed by what the youth are into. But when they see the youth starting to get into something better, they're going to welcome that, they're going to support it and want to see it happen. And we have to actually involve different sections among the people catching hell in that, so that they're reacting on each other and helping each other. And then also that's going to have its impact more broadly in society, because when people see people who are catching hell, who are under the gun of this society, so to speak, standing up and fighting for justice, they're going to be more drawn to stand with them. So that's going to be impacting things as well. That's the kind of difference it can make to fight through with some of these youth and win them to begin to becoming part of this movement for revolution. But we have to challenge them, and we have to struggle with them for this to happen. You know, and make a determined fight for every youth that we can and get them to manifest as part of this. We got to go to high schools, in the communities of the oppressed. But the key is we got to challenge people, and we have to struggle with them. You know, and we have what we need to carry out that struggle, because reality is impacting them in a way that has them opened up more and even asking some of these questions. And we have the answers to this question in the movement for revolution, and the leadership we have for that movement in Bob Avakian, and the strategy that we've developed for revolution, and the vision of the world that could be brought into being. So we got to take that to people, and we got to make a determined fight with them to get them to start taking it up.
Okay, so that was Carl Dix, founding member of the Revolutionary Communist Party and an initiator of the Stop Mass Incarceration Network, leader in initiating and organizing right now towards the 18th annual October 22nd National Day of Protest to Stop Police Brutality, Repression, and the Criminalization of a Generation. Thanks for sitting down with me. This has been Samsara Taylor for Revolution Newspaper, revcom.us.